I've been asking questions for many, many months on this issue. And what frustrates me is that we've had to use Freedom of Information Act. We've had to dig and dig and dig to really try to get to the bottom of this. And it all feels a very murky project, that it was set up from the start, that Thomas Heatherwick was always going to be building this bridge, possibly with Arup as well. But it just feels... it's not been dealt with very well, and the community are rightly up in arms. The loss of 32 trees, the loss of community open space on the South Bank, it's just wrong, and it's the wrong bridge in the wrong place.
And we're getting to the point where potentially work could start in a few months in earnest on the project. What's your assessment? Do you think it will happen, or do you think there are still enough hurdles to cross that a different outcome could happen?
I think there are still a lot of hurdles to get across, but what is clear is if you have a new mayor who is against this project, who withdraws their £30 million funding, who withdraws TfL's work on it, who refuses to underwrite it, then it will fall, because that's one of the conditions of Westminster Council. I'm a mayoral candidate, I'm absolutely against this project, and, you know, I would urge Londoners to think carefully when they come to vote if they don't want this bridge to be built and this money to be spent.
And we're hearing in the news about potentially more cuts from central government coming down the line. In the light of that, do you think £50-60 million of public money on this project can be justified?
I don't think it can. And if you look at the recent National Audit Office report, which looks at the £30 million that's coming from the Department for Transport, I think it effectively says it was unorthodox how George Osborne had gone about this. He basically made a decision sidestepping the DfT and every process they have. So there's lots of things that are just not quite right about this project. At a time when we've got £700 million a year coming out of the Transport for London budget, at a time when we've got to be growing the transport network, we need to be investing in transport projects that will get people moving, whether it's cycling, walking, the tube. This does nothing. It's a vanity project, and it really needs to stop.
There are those who say that the people protesting against the bridge are killjoys and failing to see the potential of the bridge to keep London's successful world tourist profile up. And it's true to say, if you look at the London Eye or the Millennium Bridge, those projects had their detractors, but now an established part of London's cityscape. Is there any reason to think that the Garden Bridge won't be the same?
I mean, it's hard to predict that, but it will destroy many views that we already have that we can see here today on the river. I think the real issue is, if this is a tourist project, then let's fund it from tourist funding. Let's fund it through London and Partners and so on. Instead, this is transport money. And all of your listeners and who are out there, crushed on the tube every morning, crushed on the buses and trains, were saying, how can money like this being thrown away on this lovely project that's backed by people like Joanna Lumley, rather than investing in more trains and more tubes to get us around our city? It just doesn't make sense.
Finally, this project can only happen if Lambeth Council and Coyne Street Community Builders cooperate with the Garden Bridge Trust. What's your message to the decision makers there? And do you think they should be taking wider note of public opinion?
I think they absolutely should. This is an open space that's on the South Bank. It's really, really important to the local community. It's really important to this whole area. And destroying mature trees is just harming the lungs of Londoners. I think Lambeth needs to think very carefully, and the Coyne Street Co-op, that they could really block this project from happening. And I think they need to be brave and stand up to the pressure they're no doubt under on this and say no to the Garden Bridge.